This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You know how I spent the news break? Watching Stephen Colbert do an interview with Joe and Jill Biden.
I saw that earlier.
Let me paraphrase it for you. You know, the Republicans are trying to use your son against you. How does that make you feel?
Feel?
Yeah, there's a hard-hitting question.
How are your feelings? By the way, that's a beautiful suit you're wearing,
oh,
sir.
Oh, yes. I love the suit.
Fabulous color of blue you've chosen.
This is what we've come to, folks. No tough questions. Donald Trump took a lot of tough questions. Probably did more press conferences than anybody. But if you're a Democrat and you're part of the left-wing mainstream media in this country, then it's kissy-kissy playing footsie. It's unbelievable. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors today. The PetroServe USA studios are humming today. The phones are full, ready to go to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer coming up here in a minute. And let me tell you what's for lunch today on this Friday. Two sloppy joes and chips if you're in Harwood at PetroServe USA. Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City. Chicken tenders at West Main Avenue are my personal favorite. Pancake on a stick, ladies and gentlemen, at 12th Avenue North and I-29. Yulin today, they're going with meatballs. It's a meatball kind of place at Yulin, you know, just salt of the earth, wonderful people. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread's $5.99 today at a PetroServe USA studio near you. To chat with Senator Cramer directly, you call us at 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or you can text me. You take your pick. I'm at 367-2054. Todd's at 226-8503. I'll say those again in a little bit, but the lines are full right now. If you call, get a busy signal. That's why Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Senator, and welcome back.
Good to be back. Thanks, Scott. It's a weird, crazy time, I'll tell you, out here right now with another government shutdown looming at midnight tonight. Negotiations over a COVID relief package. I think the leader keeps saying they're getting better. I think I'm not sure that's the case. Unfortunately, he also says we're not leaving town until there is another COVID package passed into law. So we're all nose to nose with each other around here trying to get senators together so that the staff don't run the asylum. And it's been quite a challenge, to say the least. So I'm sprinting back and forth between things here today. It's wild.
I also hear there is, according to Axios at least, and Jonathan Swan is a pretty reliable source, that the new defense secretary has ordered all military officials in the Pentagon not to cooperate with Biden transition officials. So it might be a little spat going on there. Have you heard about that?
I have not. This is the first I've heard about that. You know, speaking of defense, this is the first I've heard about that, and I would think we'll hear soon. But also, of course, we have this major security breach, hack breach, that we've heard nothing about from any official sources other than what we read about in the media. And you probably saw me on Brett Baer last night talking a little bit about this. This is a very serious breach, and it has gone into lots and lots of agencies, including the Department of Energy, including our nuclear data show. I'll just leave it at that. And so I'm awaiting some sort of a classified briefing on that, that their suspicion that it was Russia and or China, and we just don't know yet. So I'm anxious to learn more about that. We need to find out, because a cyber attack like that is not an insignificant national security problem and risk, and we have to be prepared to, first of all, defend our own assets much, much better, and to strike back offensively we have to be able to strike back offensively.
Despite that very long and serious list of concerns and the things that are on your plate, none of them have come up to speak of in the last 10 days or so from our audience and from the listeners across the Northern Plains. The issue they're concerned about is the integrity of our elections and what will happen on January 6th. And we have many calls waiting to chat. Can you start by just telling us what your understanding is of the actual process on January 6th related to the electoral votes being delivered?
Sure. So, and I've sat in on that a couple of times, actually. I sat in on it 4 years ago. And it's interesting, not a lot of members do, by the way. It's a rather sort of sleepy thing, but it's sort of fun because it's historical, and it was really, you know, 4 years ago it was fun because Donald Trump had won, and there were objections like we anticipate that there will be this time around. But so what happens is, so it's January 6th, that's the date that the Speaker is going to sit down in the House, and the Vice President, that would be Mike Pence, will be the presiding officer over what is a joint session of Congress. So similar to what you see when the president gives a State of the Union address, except in that case, it's the Speaker of the House who presides. In this case, it's the Vice President. They kind of preside together, to be honest. I mean, there's an implication somehow that the Speaker just sits out in the chairs with the others. That, I don't recall that ever happening. But anyway, and then they open each, you know, electoral vote, each state's vote, and they announce them, and then you can either accept them or reject motions. I guess it's more likely you can have a rejection motion and then to decide the next steps. Now, what happens is a member of the House and a senator have to object together in writing during that assembly, and then once an objection is heard and agreed to, then the two bodies split for debate. And I think there's been some confusion about that too, but the House becomes the House, and the Senate goes and becomes the Senate, and they split for debate, and the Vice President's not the presiding officer in the House anymore. There have been a couple of examples. Well, the most recent example was Barbara Boxer. You might remember her from California. In 2005, and she joined Representative Tubbs Jones, and they objected together. And remember now, this was George W. Bush's reelection, and the chambers split for debate, and both chambers voted to overturn the objection. In fact, in the Senate, the only vote to support the objection was Barbara Boxer herself, so she lost whatever to one. Then you come back. So if there is debate and things like that in the chambers, presumably at that point you would see actual evidence of from the people that are objecting and have actual debate on it before there would be a vote.
When the House returns and does it on their own, separate from the Senate, is the House voting as state by state, or is the House voting as individual members?
So the state, that's a good, great question. I think the state by state thing, so in the Senate, the vote is per senator, with the Vice President being assigned vote if it's needed. So if there's a tie, the Vice President votes. The House is one vote per delegation, per state, not per House member. And so, the claim is we have 30 states, that Democrats have 20. Well, that's what's been presented. It conflates two different things, though, because a lot of people will refer to the 12th Amendment, where the House would vote per state in the case of an electoral college tie. That's not the case here. It wouldn't be a electoral college tie, unless it turned out that way. But it's at this point, I think, what is it, 170 to 228 or something like that. So you don't really have a tie. So in 1969, when it was last done, it was 170 to 220.
Different process than the 12th Amendment and a tie, in other words.
That's precisely right.
Here's my question. Is this the venue to finally get the evidence that's been presented in all these legislatures and that we hear about, the voting machines and everything? In other words, election integrity is what everybody's after. And if we find out there's all these things that have been said and they haven't been thoroughly vetted, I mean, John Roberts is, wetting himself and unable to, let anything happen in the Senate, in the Supreme Court to vet this stuff. Somebody has to. Can that be this process?
Well, I don't know that this process would accomplish that, Scott, in all honesty, because I don't believe that you'd ever get to enough of, it wouldn't be a reliable enough form. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. I'm not saying it won't be done. But I do know that, back to your previous point, it's not just John Roberts. Let's not forget, three Donald Trump nominees to the United States Supreme Court opposed having a hearing and reviewing the evidence. Now, on the other hand, Sam Alito, God love him, and Clarence Thomas, God love him, did think they should have heard it. So there are two pretty brilliant conservative minds on the Supreme Court that thought that they should hear that evidence. To me, that was the right place to do it. It's the most logical, national, not a state, because I think it's difficult to have states, not do something. It's difficult to expect states to do something other than defend their own integrity, and that's just sort of natural. So that was the place to do it. It's a respected venue, but they chose not to. The Congress is similarly political, and I don't see it, the remedy being overturning it, and that may not be the remedy. I think that's very unlikely anyway. But to your point, it does have to be heard, and I think it started rather brilliantly, if you don't mind my saying, with Ron Johnson and the Homeland Security Committee hearing the other day. Now, that it may not have looked like it was brilliant. It was a brawl in some respects, but a lot of things were aired, and it presented a venue where that's an appropriate venue where, going forward, at the very least, the evidence that you speak of can be, you know, can be looked at, and just the volume of evidence as well. There's obviously not all evidence is equal. Not all evidence leads to proof. But it's all important and should be aired somewhere.
Yeah, that was a great committee. We played many of the excerpts from that here on the program. We'd love to take in the whole thing, but it was
good radio.
Yeah, it was good radio. Good, I mean, a good hearing. And I like the fact that Ron Johnson is not about to let somebody, you know, jump all over him. He really gave it back to Peters from Michigan about lying about him. All right, your calls. You heard the process. Now your questions or comments for Senator Kramer when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Got an oil field truck? Needed clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Needed washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm expecting a friend. She's always a little late, but trust me, it's worth it. Oh, wait, is that her? Here she is. Everybody ready?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Okay. could I not wait for that? I'm telling you what, right?
Huh? I love the different versions that people have come with up with over the years.
Exactly. Who's singing this?
This is Steve McKay.
Steve McKay, never heard of the guy.
Steve McKay, yep.
My Pillow is a life changer, folks. The pillow actually changed my life, and it changed the way I sleep, and so to the point I became Linus, like a blanket. I'm taking my pillow on the road. I mean, the MyPillow premium pillow right now is at its lowest price ever, $29.98. That's $40 off a pillow. These are not found in stores. This is the best pillow, best price ever. Great Christmas gift. So are gift cards. That way you can say, pick out some towels, pick out some robes, pick out some sheets, get yourself a few pillows, a pet bed maybe. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's get to the phones. John's on the road near Fargo. Hello, John. Your question for Senator Cramer.
It's not so much a question. I'm going to hop on a soapbox momentarily. But first off, Senator, Merry Christmas to you and yours. A couple of years ago, I had your yard sign in front of my yard with pride. And I'm worried at this point, sir, that you're gone Washington on me like Mr. Hoven and Mr. Armstrong, who I have a fair amount of distaste for. I really think, Kevin, you need to really sit back and realize that those of us who voted for you voted for Donald Trump for the same reasons overall. And we used to like the cut of your jib. You used to have a little more fortitude in going on to the attack. And honestly, please, start thinking that way again, because we do support you, and you're not in danger of losing your seat anytime soon. Have a great day, folks.
Just remind John and a whole bunch of other people, I have the number one Trump loyalty rating in the United States Congress. Not number two, not number three, not number 435 or 535, but number one. Secondly, I am getting my head beaten bloody by liberals in the media for standing up too strongly for Donald Trump, including with regard to this election stuff. Now, what I don't do, and I think you all know me well enough to know this, I don't default to anything. That's not what I do. I always leave my options open until such time as they have to be closed. Now, I will opine. I will tell you how I'm leaning. But I also listen. And that's part of what gives me an advantage at the end, I believe. But I don't really have to take a backseat to too many people. Now, I don't represent a gerrymandered House district someplace that, we're the only races in the primary, all those kinds of things. But anyway, that's the first thing I would say. Secondly, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. Unless you just want me to use more vulgarity or loud language, but, I also want to say, Scott, while I've got the floor for just a moment, to something you said earlier, the defense officials now are calling that Axios report inaccurate. They said that actually in one day's worth of meetings were rescheduled in the transition, but they're still happening. The holiday break agreed. So that's a little bit of the problem I think that John might be referring to, that you have entities like Axios reporting crazy things. Woefully inaccurate.
And I've not found them to be too bad. They're very dramatic, and they're always, but there's usually a sliver of truth in it, so I learned my lesson again. Don't trust Axios. More fake news. And I've had the conversation with Jim Vanderhey about this one. What do you consider fake news? I think, okay, well, here's one report, here's another. One has facts of what happened, the other has all this flair in it. Anyway, let's keep going here. Edmund in Ellendale. Ed in Ellendale, you're up for Senator Cramer.
This is Carl from retired death row chaplain from Ellendale.
Okay.
Senator Cramer, I've been a long
time. Okay, Carl.
Yeah, I've been a long time supporter of Senator Cramer and Senator Hoven, but have questions about Lindsey Graham. And I asked last Monday, I called your office and reported to you that I had good information that Justice Roberts intimidated the court not to take the Texas case. And now Newsmax has got a witness on Newsmax verifying that statement. And here's all I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to go over Lindsey Graham because he's the head of the Judiciary Committee. Asking him to go over to the because he's head of the Judiciary Committee. They swore an oath, all nine of them, before that committee at some time in their history that they would uphold the Constitution against foreign and, what's the next word?
Domestic.
Domestic.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, they violated that oath. And I'm asking you to ask Senator Graham to call him in, not today, not next week. Give him a subpoena.
That'd be an example, thank you, Edmund, of something where you could fight, where you take the entire Judiciary Committee or, you know, other members of the Senate that support it, write letters. You know, I mean, don't divide this country. Reports are John Roberts didn't want to do this because he was worried about a riot. I don't know that's in the Constitution, where you don't take up a case because you're worried about, you know, civil unrest.
Right.
It's about the facts. But what to his point, you know, is that the conversation you're willing to have with Lindsey Graham for Edmund?
No, absolutely. I will take that up with Lindsey the first opportunity after this phone call and see what, if anything, he's going to do about it. I see, obviously, we see each other a lot, although today's a little weird day because I'm not even sure we're going to the floor to vote, but... That said, absolutely, I will do that. I want to talk about that a little bit, because John Roberts, I think all conservatives can say, has been a great, great disappointment. And I suspect he's been a great disappointment to George Bush, who appointed him, or nominated him as a young lawyer, and nominated him to be Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The thing that concerns me a little bit, as much as anything about that, is just because John Roberts said that, the other eight are independent. None of them are subordinate to the Chief Justice. They work for us, not for them. And so that would be deeply disappointing. But I want to raise another issue, Scott, because it's very timely. Just today we learned that the Supreme Court, on a vote, well, they didn't even have to vote on it. They rejected a Kentucky, I think it was Catholic schools, request for an injunction on the governor's shutdown of all schools based on religious freedom. And the Supreme Court decided to reject that case because the shutdown of schools is going to end here shortly anyway. We wouldn't get to it before it would actually happen. Back to your point, to the point about a riot. The Constitution doesn't say anything about conveniences or inconveniences or timelines. It says rule on the law.
Big time.
You have to settle these issues. So, and here we just nominated and confirmed Amy Coney Barrett, whose the great fear of the left was that she's going to be too Catholic. She's going to look out too much for Christian education. She's a graduate of a Catholic university, which isn't a Harvard or a Yale. And of course it's Notre Dame, as you all know. And even she cowered under this. So I'm not sure where you go to find people that are willing to stand up to. Back to his point, Carl's point, yes, I will bring that up with Lindsey Graham ASAP.
And I can vouch for the fact Kevin's not afraid to do that, because one time I was walking with him to the Senate floor and I told him, hey, all the callers are mad about this Durham investigation. When's it coming out? Lindsey Graham keeps saying it's coming and it doesn't come out. And 5 minutes later, he's dragging Lindsey Graham by the elbow to, hey, tell him what you told me. He'll do it. Trust me. We'll take a break.
In fairness, though, Scott, I did tell him that you were friendly.
Sometimes, not when he takes, over promises and under delivers. But anyway, more
there
coming up
go.
On What's on Your Mind.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence, his wife, and the Surgeon General all received the COVID-19 vaccine on live TV Friday morning in a move to instill public confidence. Eisenhower Executive Office Building near the White House was the location. The VP says it was like any other shot.
I especially want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done. and we appreciate your service to the country.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was approved for use in the United States a week ago. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is expected to be approved Friday. Which one is better? Dr. Fauci on Fox says the two vaccines are similar.
I have looked at the data carefully from both the Pfizer and the Moderna trials. They're strikingly similar.
Pfizer's vaccine needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius. Moderna's temperature is minus 20 Celsius, more like a regular freezer. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Oh my gosh, that one gives me chills. And of course, what it's all about. If you have not yet seen the magical Badlands Christmas, I really encourage you to get one of these on demand. You know, they're doing shows and they're sold out at the Old Town Theater. The last one is tomorrow. But the nice thing is this is living on because there is on-demand options. You can also watch on the live stream tomorrow night. This is a show created by the infamous, world-class, great Bill Sorensen. It has past and present performers from Medora, and they do a program filled with wonderful music, comedy. It is so good I can't even begin to tell you. It really gets you in the Christmas spirit 100%. So you've got on-demand stream that's available now. Live recorded version of the magical Badlands Christmas, okay? And once you buy that, you've got it for 5 days. You have 5 days to enjoy. And those are just $25. So it's the live stream, and then it's also the on-demand. Go to Medora.com for all the details. I'm sorry, MedoraChristmasLive.com. MedoraChristmasLive.com. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your call's welcome for him at 701-258-0550. I'm going to take a couple of texts because I have about 100,275. So I'll try to get through as many of these as I can. Can you ask Kevin what the harm would be for him to be the courageous person in the country and announce to the Senate that he wants to hear the truth, whatever the truth is? I hate to say this, Scott. I didn't think I ever would have this thought, but Kevin has fallen to the D.C. swirl. I didn't think he would, but he has. If he won't do this for our country, there's absolutely no downside for him.
Well, Scott, first of all, there are plenty of downsides, and I know people don't necessarily see them, but there are plenty of downsides to doing it if it's not the right thing to do. Am I open to it? Of course I am, but I don't default. I always say I don't default to yes, and I don't default to no, except on issues of life. There, my position is solid and clear. So, but there's sort of two questions here. One is, do you want to see all the evidence? That's obvious. That's clear. We've been calling for that for a long time. Honestly, the president's defense team hasn't been real good at providing a lot of evidence, a lot of conclusions. But again, three Trump nominees to the United States Supreme Court. You talk about somebody who has zero downside. They have their jobs for life if that's what's important to them. So they reviewed the case that, in my view, I think they're obligated to take. But and I do think that the next time the defense team brings something to the Supreme Court, it'll be better prepared for them to be able to hear it. I'm all for seeing all of the evidence. And if there's an objection, an appropriate objection, on January 6th, and I'm sitting in that chamber, and I expect I will be. I plan to be there. And I'll prepare in advance. I may make that objection. I'm open to that. I don't think it's any big secret. It's all over the news out here that, Republican leaders in the Senate don't want us to do that, but I don't work for them. I work for the people in North Dakota.
Why is Mitch McConnell saying don't do this? That's crazy to me.
Well, it may seem crazy to you, Scott. I understand that, but the reasons, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, think about the possible remedy. This election, you have to think, what's the likelihood it would be overturned? You'd have to get a majority in the House and the Senate to agree when it all is all said and done. And that's not, like I said earlier, that notion of it's state by state, and that's only in the case of an electoral college tie, not in an objection.
Okay, that's a very, 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 very important point. You're saying this whole state by state delegation deal, back to our conversation earlier, is only, and not, there's not any part of the process on January 6th without the tie of an electoral college that uses the vote by state delegation.
Right. So the 12th Amendment is about a tie in an electoral
college. Right. So that doesn't apply.
Other lawyers might argue something differently, all of those things. But to the broader question, the outcome is not likely to be changed. Now, that doesn't mean you still don't do the fight. I've done plenty of fights without the outcome being certain, but I do think making a difference is more important than making a point. Sometimes you can do both at the same time. The second thing, though, that probably the bigger thing is this. Even with all of this happening and objections taking place, at the end of the day, there's about a 99% chance, maybe 99.9% chance, that Joe Biden gets sworn in on January 20th, at which time we have a President Biden and the President Biden's cabinet coming before us for confirmation and a whole bunch of things that are important to the people that we represent. And,
But I have to stop you there. I got to pause there.
Yep.
When you're saying there's a 99.9% chance that, Biden wins, not Trump, in this deal,
yes.
And we're at a point in this country where the evidence has not even been given a fair hearing. They've been thrown together legislative hearings with, God love them, these wonderful people that were volunteers, that were poll workers, that have told us. I mean, if you go state by state, it's ridiculous. Now, again, that evidence has been heard. It hasn't been vetted. It hasn't been, tested. It hasn't been, hey, let's dig into this. Let's investigate. Where the FBI is, I have no idea. Where the DOJ is, I have no idea. But my point is, how sad is that? We say 99.9%. We've not even taken a hard look at the evidence.
Well, because I think, frankly, Scott, some people have taken a look at it. I'd love to see it all. I'd love to cross-examine every single one of these volunteers. Now, some of these volunteers have been cross-examined, and their story has changed a little bit here and there. You're going to have a lot of that. But there's also a lot of evidence that's been proven. There is. Now, whether enough of it becomes proof to create the remedy, that's what I want to get to again. Back to my point. The remedy, if the remedy is very, very unlikely, and even think back to if there's a vote in the House and the Senate, even with evidence, do you really think Mitt Romney's going to vote to overturn the election? Do you really think Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, any number of other people are going to vote to overturn the election? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it anyway. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you have to calculate all of this in, and then with the realization that after it's all said and done, we do have an administration that can inflict great harm, and will, just by nature of who they are, great harm on our system and on our state. But I also want to remind people before they get too discouraged, we have confirmed now over nearly 300 federal judges that nominated by Donald Trump, 3 Supreme Court justices, 54 now appellate judges, and we won many cases against the Obama administration in federal courts, and we'll win many, many more. So we have created a little bit more of a firewall, and you always want to be able to live to stand and fight another day. All of that's part of a big calculation. It's not conclusory on my part. I'm just trying to lay it all out. Am I open to a January 6th objection? Absolutely, I'm open to it. I think it's highly unlikely, but I'm going to remain open until I see more evidence and hear from more people. And I can go into a little more detail of people I'm talking to, but I'll leave it at that for now because some of them may not want to be outed at this point.
What do you mean that you're talking to about the evidence?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But you don't want to share who you're talking to about the evidence because they're not necessarily going to say they don't want to be outed as the person that is contributing information related to evidence for you. But you're, in other words,
right. Or even the process.
So January 6th, I think I hear you saying, here's a text, is Kevin going to stand up for the citizens of North Dakota and the USA on January 6th? I think I hear you saying, you know, I haven't made that decision yet, but I'm not afraid to, and I'm happy to, but we should have a fair idea that we have a fighting chance of winning before we do.
Well, that's part of the calculation. That's pretty well summarized. But remember this, too. This person, when somebody says stand up for the people of North Dakota and the United States, I'm getting a whole bunch of incoming fire from both North Dakota and the United States, opposite of what your listeners are saying to me. I know that may seem unlikely, but I am. And so I work for everybody. I'm going to review all the facts, Scott. I'm not afraid. Again, nobody, and I mean not a single member of the United States Senate has stood stronger with Donald Trump than I have. And that's proven in the ratings. That's why I was taking so much heat even before the election on his behalf, because I didn't waver.
Aaron in Castleton next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas. Senator, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I have a Department of Justice question, and I'd like your opinion.
Yes.
I read in a forum this morning where there's some doubt as to whether President Trump will order a special prosecutor for the Hunter mm-hmm. Biden deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why he would hesitate, knowing that President Biden certainly would never order one for his own son, would he?
Aaron, that is a great question. And, you know, here's a good example of never say what you'll never do. Remember after the I agreed that I thought it was a good idea to have the Mueller special counsel to look into Russian collusion because it would help rebuild confidence in our justice system. Well, of course, I had exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. And it was to create the point of the independent counsel is to create a non-biased investigation. Well, of course, that was anything but non-biased. And you're accountable to nobody. In this case, you'd have sort of the parties switched around. I think we have to. And I was on Brett Baer last night saying, I think we have to have a special counsel. And I don't know why the president wouldn't do that. And maybe he will. Maybe Jeff Rosen, who will be the acting attorney general, will do that. I certainly hope he does. Because there's nothing, no assurance you can get from a Biden administration that anybody's going to look into this with objectivity and tenacity.
Exactly.
Joe Biden is the president of the United States. There's no. That's why we have the special counsel statute, is for this very purpose.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. Appreciate it very much.
I totally agree with Aaron.
We've got a lot of people concerned that the FBI and CIA, I'm sorry, the FBI and the DOJ should be the ones looking at all this evidence. In other words, these states and legislatures aren't equipped to do anything other than put witnesses up there and say go. But I mean, they've got the ability to very quickly mobilize, and they sort of sit there and say, "Well, it's not our deal. It's not, you know, it's a state by state thing."
Right.
Should they be doing more so you have actual evidence vetted to be able to judge before January 6th?
So this is really an important question, Scott, because remember, Nancy Pelosi held up COVID relief for months because she wanted to federalize national elections. We have elections state by state. And what she wanted to do is apply the laws of California to the whole country. And what that means is vote by mail, wide open vote by mail, unsolicited, illegal immigrants be able to vote, no ID, barring states from requiring ID, and legalize ballot harvesting all around the country. That's what she wanted to do. Now we're saying, no, you know, and we oppose that, obviously. Now we're saying we need to federalize elections, and it's a very slippery slope. We have to be very careful. I do think we have to set national standards. Even the constitutional arguments, and I've listened to a lot of them, and I've researched them, and I've talked to people, the constitutional argument that only a state legislature can change a law, that's true, except that in many cases, state legislatures own laws that they passed previously have empowered bureaucrats to do exactly what they're doing. And I think we need to set some of those standards in some sort of a federal law.
Fertile, Minnesota, Bismarck, North Dakota, Dickinson, North Dakota, Wing, North Dakota, all waiting to chat with the
love it.
Senator Cramer when we come back. And lots of text, too. Don't go away. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, a pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Love yourself a merry little Christmas.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The best deals of the year are right on green tags all over the lot. 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold. Schwann's first ever green tag event. Cars, trucks, and SUVs that are clearly marked. Hurry, get them before they're gone. Shop your used car superstore on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag and check out the updates daily at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, I'm looking at 5 calls. That's how many lines we have, all full, and a million texts. Not quite. Todd gets upset at me when I exaggerate. He's told me a billion times not to exaggerate. But anyway.
I told you a billion times.
Billion and three, I think.
Yeah.
Just
so,
stop.
Here's what I'm going to ask of everybody, including Senator Kramer. Let's just go real quick. I'd like to save a minute at the end for an update on the CARES Act and what people can expect, because we've been waiting for this thing forever, and what will be there. But let's go real quickly here. Texter says, so we elect these senators and representatives to represent the people of our state. We've done a big part of what we can do. Yes. Now they turn around, South Dakota Senator Thune, for example, and back Mitch McConnell to not dispute the electoral votes. Is that representing your people? Do the opposite of what your constituents voted for, and do you not have to explain why? Now, I know that's a South Dakota listener, obviously, but you mentioned earlier there's pressure from leadership. I mean, is there real pressure? They say, Kevin, do not vote for this. No. Don't do this.
Oh, no, no. And one thing about the Senate and the House, frankly, you know, there aren't any wimps. You might think they're wimps, but there are varying degrees of strong personalities, or you wouldn't be a senator. You couldn't win by being weak. So, no, you're never told what you can or have to do. There's no question about it. There's not even a lot of consequence, frankly, in the Senate. It's, you know, you got 100 well, let's put it this way. 99 of these senators all want to be president and see themselves as that someday. As for me, if you all came to me and said, I want you to be president, I'd move to Winnipeg.
That's a classic. Another question here on calls. Do calls matter? Do you, I mean, is someone in your staff saying, you know, there's 18 for this and 6 for that? And
yes.
Okay. So North Dakotans should call.
I get a weekly update on all correspondence in by category, top 5. And by the way, this has been sort of a 50-50 deal, just so people know.
50-50 on the calls of what?
None. I don't want to say in the last 3 or 4 days, but up to this point in terms of moving forward, people, even though he got 66% of the vote, he being President Trump, it's about 50-50. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean it's 50-50 in North Dakota. It just means in some cases there are certain people more motivated than other people, or there's a campaign. And you have to be able to filter all of that out, too, obviously.
But 701 callers is what you're concerned about.
What's that?
Your constituents. A 701 call is what you're concerned
about. That's all that matters. We don't take other calls.
Yeah. Fred Wang, real quick, go.
Yes, Mr. Kramer. The National Democratic Party is like the big bad wolf. They've been huffing and puffing all over every city in the United States with their military type Gestapo units, and everybody's scared. But what we got to do, we want you, Mr. Senator, and Senator Holden, and Representative Armstrong, to charge the National Democratic Party with interstate organized voter fraud in 5 states. That's what we want you to charge them with. Go in front of the Senate and say, we charge the Democratic Party with this law that they've broken.
Can you do that, Senator Kramer?
Well, I don't know under what authority. We are not a law enforcement agency, obviously, but I don't know that we could do that. Now, I don't know if Fred's saying literally you can charge them, or if he's just saying get up there and make the point, but I do think, but what we can do, though, is subpoena and have hearings, much like Ron Johnson did just the other day, and continue to do that, not just between now and January 6th, but well beyond even January 20th, regardless of the outcome, regardless how it turns out. We need to continue to do that. That's why winning those Senate seats in Georgia are so very important, so we maintain the chairmanships of all of these committees.
Steve Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Steve.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I just came from paying our Burleigh County taxes, and I made the comment that they went up again, and I said, we have property in Kidder County, and they went down. What's the deal? They said Kidder County did the CARES Act, so that reduced property taxes. Burleigh County did not do that. They pocketed the money and put it away for, quote, a rainy day. Isn't the CARES Act's money supposed to be used?
Yeah, so really good question. We've had some questions about that, Scott. There was a great deal of latitude given to some counties and states. It's part of the reason there's no state or county or local direct payments in the package being debated right now, the COVID relief package. It's because there's still a lot of that money that's been unspent. Now, I think Governor Burgum's done quite a fantastic job in distributing this around, but you may have some county-by-county disparities. But even tax relief, and I've heard of some counties that have used it for property tax relief. I don't have a huge problem with that, unless you're, you know, a real high tax county, and that just allows you to room to tax some more. But it should be used for something related to COVID, including, though, it could be a loss of revenue of some sort.
Could you
pay for something next year, like streets or something?
I only have a half a minute left, but tell me quickly what folks can expect in this CARES Act when it's finally passed.
So I think you can expect unemployment insurance benefits, probably $300 per week for 3 months. You could expect a payment of $600 or so, maybe more, direct payment. You could expect PPP extension, lots of money for distributing the vaccine, health care, lots of money for small business, lots of money for education to keep schools safe and let people, kids come back to school.
And to be continued. Once that's passed, we'll have you back and walk through it. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Senator Kevin Cramer, by the way, invites into Senator Hogan and Congressman Armstrong. That'll be next week.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.